Spadito. I look for my heart, it's Spadito. I lost it way down in Torito while chancing a dance fiesta. Bolero, he glanced as I danced a bolero. Said, take an office sombrero. Let's meet for a sweet siesta. Since then has my heart been perdido. No, I must go to Torito. That yearning to lose perdido.
That's Duke Ellington and his orchestra with an easy swinging number called the Sea Jam Blues tonight on the Swing Years and Beyond on 94.9 KUOW AM 1340 Olympia. An early version of Sea Jam Blues called the Sea Blues was recorded by Barney Bigard and his small group in September 1941, and then this version recorded by the whole full Duke Ellington Orchestra in 1942. And tenor sax man Bill Harvey leading his orchestra. Vocals from Fluffy Hunter, Walk Right In, a very suggestive song that became even more so as it was adapted by Jesse Powell as the Walking Blues in 1956. And before that, it was Sarah Vaughan with Count Basie and his orchestra. Perdido from 1961, Blowing Up a Storm with the Woody Herman Orchestra on the instrumental Black Orchard. In 1922, at the age of nine, Woody Herman was already a vaudevillian, and he was billed as the boy wonder of the clarinet, although he sang and danced and played alto saxophone. You couldn't just have one talent in those days. And Tony Bennett, and the leader that he's asking to strike up the band there, is also Count Basie and his orchestra on George and Ira Gershwin's Strike Up the Band from 1959. We've gone into a new decade this hour of the program. It was all music from 1940s last hour. Now we'll be continuing to move around between the 20s and the 50s, and also saying happy birthday tonight to guitarist extraordinaire Les Paul, and the amazing singer Josephine Baker would have celebrated her 100th birthday this past June. Lots of June birthdays in the swing years. Coming up, Harry James and his orchestra, Peggy Lee and Pete Fountain. Stay with us.
KUOW and the World Affairs Council present Carter Roberts, President and CEO of the World Wildlife Fund, discussing environmental security and sustainability, Monday, June 12th, at the Mountaineers Building in Lower Queen Anne. For more information, visit our community page at KUOW.org.
Here's Doris Day with orchestra conducted by Frank DeVol. Easy to Love on the Swing Years and Beyond. It's 94.9 KUOW.
You'd be so easy to love. So easy to idolize all others above. So worth the yearning for. So swell to keep every home fire burning for. We game, so carefree together that it does seem a shame that you can't see your future with me, 'cause you'd be so easy to burning for. We'd be so grand at the game, so carefree together that it does seem a shame that you can't see your future with me, 'cause you'd be so easy to
live version of Stomping at the Savoy from Harry James and his orchestra tonight on the Swing Years and Beyond on 94.9 KUOW, AM 1340 Olympia. Peggy Lee with orchestra conducted by Lou Levy on Jerome Kern's Make Believe, recorded in 1964. Pete Fountain with It Had to Be You, and Doris Day with orchestra conducted by Frank DeVol, Easy to Love. We're 23 minutes away from 10 o'clock in NPR News headlines. Music continues until midnight. Support for the Swing Years and Beyond is provided in part by the Kate Flattery Foundation. Due to popular demand, the Swing Years and Beyond is now available as a streaming archive at our website, kuow.org, so you can stream tonight's show all during the week. Tell your friends who around the country who may not be able to stay up for the entire program that they can now stream the Swing Years and Beyond at KUOW.org. Coming up, Fletcher Henderson and his orchestra. Connie Haynes will be singing with Harry James as he makes another appearance on the show tonight. And Les Brown and the Duke Blue Devils all coming up next.
Support for KUOW comes from Definitive Audio, presenting the 14th annual Home Theater Experience. Two evenings of manufacturers' representatives demonstrating advances in electronic entertainment. June 21st and 22nd in the Bellevue store. Online registration available at definitive.com.
Sonny Burke and his orchestra here with vocalist Joanne Greer singing I Want to Be Happy on KUOW's The Swing Years and Beyond.
comes a snowstorm, you can get a little heat. Comes love, nothing can be done. Comes a fire, then you notice what to do. Blow a tire, you can buy another shoe. Comes love, nothing can be done. Don't try, I'm close, there isn't any use. You start sliding when your heart turns on the juice. Comes a headache, you can lose it in a day. Comes a toothache, see your dentist right away. Comes love, nothing can be done.
One of the founding fathers of swing, Fletcher Henderson, with his orchestra, with Brother Horace Henderson's arrangement of Big John's Special from 1934 on the Swing Years and Beyond on 94.9 KUOW. Harry James and his orchestra. The singer there is Connie Haynes. She's still around and maybe still singing. Comes Love is a tune that they did together. Her big band contract with Harry James began at the age of 16, and she sang her first professional gig with Harry James and Frank Sinatra. But because he had financial problems, Harry James had to fire Sinatra and later Connie Haynes, though they both found work with the same leader, Tommy Dorsey, and his orchestra, with whom they made many wonderful recordings. And it was Les Brown with his first band, the Duke Blue Devils, dancing with a debutante. Joanne Greer, best known as a Les Brown singer in the late 50s, she debuted with Sonny Burke's orchestra in 1951 when they recorded that number, I Want to Be Happy, actually a radio transcription from the year 1951. And you heard it tonight on The Swing Years and Beyond. I'm Amanda Wild, your host for the program. If you'd like to write, we'd love to hear from you. Send your questions, comments, and requests to swingyears@kuow.org. And if you're wondering what's being played tonight, you can always write in, but also a playlist, an entire playlist is posted for this program with complete information on the artist, song title, and album and record label. You can find that on our Swing Years page at the website kuow.org. Stay tuned for some bubbly music from Shep Fields and his Rippling Rhythm Orchestra. Artie Shaw's coming up as well right after this. Sammy Kaye and his orchestra with their million seller from 1949, It Isn't Fair, on the Swing Years and Beyond.
Sing this beautiful song. Here is Don Cornell.
It isn't fair for you to taunt me. How can you make me care this way? It's just for a day. It isn't fair for you to thrill me. Why do you do the things you do? It isn't fair for you to fill me with those dreams that can't come true, dear. Why is it you came into my life and made it complete? You gave me just a taste of high life. If this is if it's just for today, my darling, it isn't fair. Thank you.
imagination is funny. It makes a cloudy day sunny. Makes a bee think of honey, just as I think of you. Imagination is crazy. Your whole perspective gets hazy. Starts you asking a daisy what to do. Have you ever felt a gentle touch and then a kiss and then find it's only your imagination again? Oh, well, imagination is silly. You go around willy-nilly. For example, I go around wanting you. And yet I can't imagine that you want me to.
That's Shep Fields and his Rippling Rhythm Orchestra tonight on the Swing Years and Beyond on 94.9 KUOW. Imagination with Hal Derwin serving there on the vocals. Artie Shaw and his orchestra with a classic, Sweet Lorraine, from 1936. There must be hundreds of versions of that song, and that's one of the nicest. And Sammy Kay and his orchestra, vocals from Don Corr, beautifully introduced by Sammy Kay as the number started, a million seller from 1949 called It Isn't Fair. Stay tuned. Coming up after NPR News headlines, we'll celebrate the 100th birthday of Josephine Baker. Also, we'll be hearing from some vocals from Clark Gable and a request for Louis Armstrong and his orchestra. Stay with us.
Join KUOW for the 32nd Seattle International Film Festival, the largest film festival in the United States. With nearly 300 films from almost 60 countries, there's something for everyone. The Seattle International Film Festival, playing now through June 18th at theaters in Seattle and Bell.
Thank you.